This episode is brought to you by Happy Mammoth. Ladies, you know, it's time of the month, a specific time that comes every single month for us where things get a little tricky. The cravings get serious, specifically for stuff we don't need, like ice cream and chocolate and all of those feel-good things. You may get irritable like me. I'll be ready to bite everybody's head off. Or you may be in a phase of life where you are going through perimenopause or going through menopause and you're dealing with all of the symptoms that come from that. I want to tell you about Happy Mammoth, which is the company that created Hormone Harmony. They are dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold. And the biggest benefit, feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BLESSED at checkout. That's happy, MAMMOTH.com, and just use code BLESSED at checkout. This episode is brought to you by Delta Airlines. I'm getting ready to travel actually in a few days, going to Atlanta for a speaking engagement. And of course, when I booked my flight, I booked it on Delta Airlines. I am a complete homebody. So when I travel, I want my flying experience to be as comfortable as I am at home. And I love that Delta provide that. They have these curated travel experiences just for you. I love even their sustainable alternatives that they have for their in-flight dining, like plant-based dishes, especially as a plant-based eater. They have bamboo cutlery, organic, gluten-free, and nutrient-packed snacks. Literally everything that I need to be my best self in the air. They also have more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment and premium food options and beverages like herbal teas, cold brew, sparkling wine, and more. So just like when I'm at home, I get something good to eat and watch something on TV, I can do the same exact thing in the air. Delta Airlines believes that you should feel at home, even if you're 30,000 feet above it. Learn more at delta.com. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. This is the first episode of 2024, and this is also our anniversary. This is the where we're going into the eighth year, but we're celebrating 7 years of podcasting. Man, I'm gonna spare y'all the singing because, you know, it's in my spirit. It's the Tony, Tony, Tony. It's your anniversary, but I'm going to spare y'all. I've sang in previous years, and I'm so sorry that I did that to you. But I ain't going to do it to you today. But I just want to say thank you to everyone who's listened to the show, anybody who has shared the show, if you've sent it to your group chats, if you posted on social media, if you told your family members about it. I just want to say thank you. I am grateful that God has saw fit for me to have this platform, to maintain this platform, and for him to continue to grow this platform. 7 years is a long time. And going into year eight is the number of new beginnings. And I'm genuinely looking forward to the new ways that God is going to bless this platform, the new ways he's going to grow this platform and what he's going to do in my life and your life. And I'm just very, very grateful is the word. I'm not going to get all mushy, but I just want to say thank you guys so much. I genuinely appreciate it. Podcasting now has become very popular. I saw this TikTok recently where this guy was like, he's doing a tripod buyback program because the content has gotten out of hand. Setting up the tripod just to lay back down and act like you just woke up is ridiculous. Putting the tripod up to drive off and then going back and getting it, ridiculous. Like, it's just, everything should not be content. I know that's a word or a phrase that people use. Everything should not be content. You should live your life and genuinely put together or create things that make sense. But nevertheless,
The guy at TikTok was talking about this tripod buyback program. And I'm like, man, I want to do a microphone buyback program because some of these podcasts have genuinely gotten out of hand. And it's just so funny. I consider myself to kind of be an OG in the podcast game because I've been doing this for so long that I feel like an old head watching young people come up and do the things. But nevertheless, I digress. I'm grateful. And I thank God for 7 years. I think I know when this podcast is going to end. No time soon, definitely not this year or next, but I think I know when it's going to end. And I'm really, really excited to see what things will look like at that time. But for now, again, I just want to say thank you so much for 7 years. I genuinely love you guys. Y'all are my people who listen to this podcast. I'm not big on doing the most on social media and all of that. Like I maintain my presence enough because I have to, but the podcast, this is my space. Like y'all my folks, and I love y'all, and I thank you for your support over the years. If you're new here, if you've been here since the beginning, just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't say it enough. So the title of today's episode is The Missing Piece to Your 2024 Brand Strategy. God gave me a download recently about the importance of humility and vulnerability in this season for Christ-centered entrepreneurs. And over the next few weeks, we're going to explore that from a business perspective. We're going to explore that from various angles, spiritually and business. But for right now, I'm going to talk about humility and vulnerability as it relates to your brand strategy. The Lord wanted me to share with you that some of you need to hear this message from this business perspective first, because God is calling you to the forefront and you're worried about the wrong things. You're worried about the technology, the lighting, the setup, but God is saying that He will make your name great. You need to focus on the purity and the preciseness of what He's calling you to say and not all of these minuscule things that simply don't matter. He's using me throughout this episode to appeal to your logic and your business mind because He wants you to truly internalize. Not only does He know what He's doing as it relates to the spiritual things, but He also knows what He's doing as it relates to branding and marketing and what He's calling you to do in the marketplace. And right now you're feeling insecure about things that don't matter to Him. And now, as you'll see through this episode, things that also don't matter to the consumer. So it's time to move, it's time to record, it's time to release, and it's time to go, thus saith the Lord. So again, the missing piece to your 2024 brand strategy is humility and vulnerability. To practice what I preach for a second, this podcast is being recorded on my cell phone. This video is going to be posted onto my YouTube channel because I really wanted to commit to video this year. I don't want to go too far into it, but YouTube and podcasting and the way things are going is a little weird to me personally as a podcaster, mostly because podcasts are monetized via the RSS feed and because YouTube has their own internal Google AdSense that they monetize content through. It's a bit of a conflict as far as sponsorships and things go. So I'm still just trying to figure out this relationship of YouTube and my podcast. But nevertheless, I am committed to doing more video content. And today, all the obstacles were in my way to get this episode recorded. I am currently at Anchor Media Studios. We have a tenant in the studio who is renting it out for the first quarter for their business purposes. And it's requiring me to physically be here, right? We could do the whole remote open software, but one of the things that sets Anchor Media Studios apart is just our hospitality and the care that we take with everyone who walks through the door. I'm a firm believer that you show people who God is, not just by what you say, but how you treat them. So we really do a lot to go the extra mile to just love up on people when they come into the space. So there's a lot of driving and running around for me to get here, getting the kids where they have to go. And there was so much temptation to just not do video, to just record audio the way that I always have. But again, I'm committed to the new ways that God wants me to show up. Get here, get ready to record this podcast. My camera, I can't find my battery for my camera. I'm annoyed because I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to. I hate buying stuff when I lose things because it usually turns up. So I usually put off buying whatever I lost so that I can wait to see if it turns up. The issue with that now with my camera is that I got to get this podcast out and I have to record it. So at first I was like, okay, let me just see how much I can record. I couldn't even get past the intro, y'all, with my camera before it died. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to wait to do the podcast. And I said, you know what? No. Instead of trying to make sure that it's perfect by using my camera and making sure that the quality is a certain thing, because in my mind, I'm like, I don't want to use my phone because I want a higher quality and all of these different things. I'm like, Tatum, this episode is about vulnerability and humility. So humble yourself and use what you got. So that's exactly what I did. I got set up in my podcast studio. I'm recording into my computer. I have my phone up on the tripod and that's recording the episode. And this is how it's going to look. While I'm doing this, my husband finds my camera battery. So the next batch of episodes will be recorded on my camera. But this one, it just has to be done on the phone. You know what matters more than the pixels in this video? The prophetic word that God has given you, the message that he has for me to deliver is way more important than the camera versus the phone. Some of you guys, you needed to hear this and you needed to hear it from me because I want you to understand that what God is calling you to communicate is way more important than the aesthetic. It's way more important than the equipment and all of the excuses that you make. You don't need anything but something to record with and a place to put it out. Do what God is calling you to do. Record what he's calling you to record. Release what he's calling you to release and watch what he does with it. When I first started this podcast, I had no clue what I was doing. I had these cheap $40 microphones. I didn't know how to edit remotely or record remotely. So I would physically take my microphone to people's houses to record interviews. It was me and my co-host when we started recording in a conference room of my aunt's apartment building. No video. We went live on social media sometimes. The internet was messing up. It was just a mess, but we did it. The enemy wants to keep us distracted by things that don't matter. He wants the fact that you don't have the white, gray, marble kitchen to keep you from creating content, that you don't have the aesthetically pleasing and perfect space to record to keep you from recording. He wants you to think that because you don't have the latest and the greatest that you're perceiving those who are successful to have, that that somehow means that you should delay starting. And God wants you to know it's not time to delay. And God wants you to know, stop delaying and start releasing.
This episode is brought to you by NPR. We know that Black stories and Black representation in the media is so important. When I was growing up, I wanted to see people on the screen who looked like me. I wanted to hear people on the radio who sounded like me. One of my fondest memories of my childhood was growing up and listening to our local radio station. And my favorite media personality, if you're from the DMV area, you know him, is Russ Parr. And I listened to the Russ Parr Morning Show every single day on the way to school. That was my first introduction to Black people in the media. And I just remember how I felt connected to the hosts, their guests, all the segments, how even my mother or anyone who was in a car with us just felt connected to the stories and had a great time engaging with the show. And it's something that's inspired me today, just really wanting to connect with my listeners through my platforms. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truth is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and as nuanced as the Black experience itself. I think one of the things that so many places get wrong about the Black experience is they make us to be a monolith. And we're not. We are so different and we have so many perspective. There's so much diversity even within Black stories. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. So everywhere from Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. My favorite part of the series is the diversity of perspectives, because I believe that one of the most frustrating things about being Black in America is the way they try to group us all together as if we don't have different backgrounds, different thoughts, different opinions, different cultures within our culture. And I love that diversity. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuances, and as Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be told about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by NetSuite. I've been in business long enough to truly know and understand that it's not just about how much your business makes, but it's about how much your business keeps. Here's some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. It's accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency. Y'all know we love efficiency over here, by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but everything is expensive, from personal stuff to business. It is so important that we find ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time. Again, it's not just about how much we make, but how much are we keeping? Now, through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/blessed. netsuite.com/blessed. netsuite.com/blessed.
Because the act in doing that in and of itself is humbling you. It's allowing you to be vulnerable. Now, going back to the business side for a second, let's talk about even why, from a consumer standpoint, that vulnerability and humility should be a part of your brand strategy. The trends are showing that people want less curated content and they want more of the real. I believe that trends like Black Girl Luxury, I remember when that started, we were able to see Black women living in a soft life. We were able to see Black women living a life of luxury and joy and peace versus the being the strong friend and carrying the burdens of themselves and their families and everyone around them. That's how we've been presented for so long. It was refreshing to see a group of women who were just enjoying champagne and brunch in their Louis Vuitton bags. It was nice to see us living a certain type of way. And then at that same time, lifestyle content in this niche started taking off with the influencer side. So we're seeing a lot of people in these beautiful homes, these white kitchens, these luxury vehicles, and all of this space and beautiful aesthetics that they can create in. And that became the standard. So now, of course, people trying to come up, they're doing whatever to try to portray this versus showing the real. And trends are showing that people are just tired of the curated feeds and they just want to see the truth. They want to see, they don't care if you have makeup on. They don't care if your kitchen is perfect. They don't care if your place is tidy. So these trends of luxury and lifestyle marketing, these aesthetically pleasing things, they've been holding it down for the last few years. But where people are going now, users of the social media platforms, consumers, they don't want to see that anymore. They want to see the real. And that is going to play into what God is calling you to do in this season, because some of you, God is calling you to speak. And you're going to have to cut that camera on in your car. You're going to have to cut it on while your kids screaming in the background. You're going to have to cut that camera on and upload it as is, because you're not going to have time. The Lord is doing something in the body of Christ in this season. He is doing something in the business world and using Christians in the business world to make massive change. And you simply just do not have time to worry about things that don't matter. You have to do what he's calling you to do, and you have to do it now. This wrestling back and forth and giving God excuses is not going to cut it in this season. So I'm showing you that humility and vulnerability is something that consumers also want, to give you a little bit more comfort in what God is calling you to do. I love to even give the example of Keith Lee. He is a very famous TikTok food blogger, and he has other social medias as well, but TikTok is his largest platform. This man has millions on millions on millions of followers. This man can go into a restaurant and taste the food, say that it's good, and that restaurant the next day, line will be wrapped around the block. This man records content in his car, on his phone. It ain't no crazy edits. There's no set. He eat food. I'm like, bro, God, why couldn't you call me to do that? I love to eat. I can sit in my car and eat food. I do that all the time. But he sits in his car, he eats food, rates it 1 through 10, and uploads it on the internet. That's it. There's no production. There's no extraness going on. And he's connecting with people. His story connects with people. His following continues to grow and people show up. That's a great example that you don't need all of this. So imagine if you would have just cut your phone on or cut whatever on wherever you are and do what God said. See what happens. Another reason why vulnerability and humility needs to be a part of your brand strategy is because of the advancement of AI. AI is taking off, and there are so many things that technology can do these days. And so much so is leaving that door open for real human connections, emotion. One thing that artificial intelligence does not have is feelings. One thing artificial intelligence cannot do is connect with people. And that's where you come in. Bring your humanity, your humility, your vulnerability to what God is calling you to do. It's going to be refreshing. As the marketing and automation and all that goes towards AI, I promise you, you're going to stand out if you stay true to showing up to connect with people. That's a business strategy that is invaluable these days with this advancement of technology. And to be clear, I believe that you also still should be using AI, but use artificial intelligence to save your time and streamline your internal processes so that you can fully show up for your audience in a humble and vulnerable way. Use it to eliminate all the things that just take up your time, and then use your time to connect with your people, to be precise and accurate with what God is calling you to do, because now you don't have to worry about other things. So I hope you can see by these examples of consumer trends, of the opportunity that AI presents, of examples of stories of people like Keith Lee who built these amazing platforms without all the extras and the aesthetics. I hope that you can identify with me figuring it out and just putting up my phone to record, because what's more important than the quality of this video is the quality of my message. And for as long as I am in alignment with what God is telling me to say, the rest of the stuff simply doesn't matter. Because if you could connect with people, baby, this could be a black and white shot on a Razr Nokia phone from back in the day. People will still tune into it. Now, for those of you who are like, okay, Tatum, I hear you. Okay, God, I hear you. I'm ready to do it. I want you to keep a couple things in mind as he's pushing you to the forefront. Some of you, he's pushing you to the forefront. Listen to me. You've been trying to be in the background for so long, and God is pushing you to the forefront. You have been trying to be the support, but God needs you to be the mouthpiece. There are things that have been disturbing your spirit that you've seen in the media, that you've seen in churches, that you've seen in business. And God has made you agitated by it so that you can be a part of the solution. So as you're doing this, if you're accepting what God is saying, if this episode has just hit a little bit different and you're like, okay, God, I hear you. Okay, Tatum, I hear you. I want you to just keep a couple things in mind. Because humility and vulnerability are not just about your brand strategy, but it's also about your posture. You have to be submitted to the Lord and settled as he's advancing you, as you're going out to the forefront. Keep this in mind. You have to be submitted to him and settled in the fact that this is all for his glory. God is going to be calling many of us to relay messages that are not popular, that are not politically correct, but you have to do it anyway and be settled and understand that it's not about you. People will have something to say. People will persecute you. It's fine. It's not about you. It's about his glory. It's about being obedient and submitted to him. I want you to also understand that those imperfections that you're thinking about, like, God, I don't speak as eloquently as I feel like I should to be a mouthpiece for you. God, I'm more shy and quiet and timid. How are people going to hear what I have to say if I'm not yelling it or as boisterous as others may be? Maybe it's, God, I feel like I don't like, you know, God, I don't like my hair. I don't like my gap. I don't like whatever. How can I show up? Or I don't want to show up on video. God, I don't like, and this is one of mine. God, I don't like the sound of my voice. And you want me to have a podcast for you? I hate listening to myself talk. But those imperfections, think of Moses who had a stutter. those imperfections further validate the goodness of God, because people will see you and say, whoa, she has acne like me and God is still using her. Whoa, he has a bit of a stutter like I do and God is still using him. They have regular brown cabinets and not the white and marble countertops like me, and God is still using them. All these imperfections that you think are hindrances to you being used by God are things that actually validate his goodness. When I record most of my videos, sometimes I put on makeup and I'm cute. My video I'm recording right now, I have not a stitch of makeup on. My hair was in a bun, but it looked a little crazy, so I took it down. That's all I did. That's literally all I did. I had locks falling out my bun, so I'm like, let me just wear my hair out and we'll get this video recorded. I'm not doing a bunch of makeup. I don't have time for that. Y'all are going to catch me bare face, and if my bare face ain't cute enough, that's okay. Listen to my voice. Listen to the audio. That's fine. So that's it for this episode. I hope that it blessed you. I hope that it gave you permission, comfort, and encouragement to go forth in whatever God is calling you to do in this season. Make sure that you leave us a 5-star review. Make sure you subscribe to this episode. Share it with a friend. I love you guys. Thank you for 7 wonderful, life-changing years. And let's keep going for year 8. I'll see you in the next one.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.